Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Lawrence Taylor from the Kenilworth Baptist Church speaking, and this is Reflection on the Scripture. Thank you for joining us today, and I'd like to talk about the holiday Thanksgiving. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul wrote in verse 18, "In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So what he says about Christians is that we should be a thankful people. We don't really need a particular day out of the year to be thankful. We should be thankful all the time. He says, in fact, in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you. So God wants you to be thankful, not just during a particular time of the year, but for all things at all times. Now, of course, when we think about Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is really perpetrated on a lie. It is the notion that the people who first, the Europeans, I should say, they weren't the first. The people who came to these shores worked with the Native Americans, and that because of that kind of togetherness, reciprocity, they took one day out of the year to give thanks to God for their bounty. The truth of the matter is that Thanksgiving as a holiday, we don't know exactly the date when we could pinpoint when that became an official practice in the United States. But it is a uniquely American holiday. But it's perpetrated on a lie because the people who the so-called pilgrims gave credit to for helping them survive, well, they also took their land from them. They also relegated them to communities called reservations. They exploited their labor. In fact, one of the most tragic periods in American history was known as the Trail of Tears, which really began under President Andrew Jackson, one of the most brutal presidents in the history of this union. In fact, the Indians had a nickname for him. His nickname was Sharp Knife. And the reason why they called him Sharp Knife is because he was engaged in scalping Indians. Yeah, I know you thought it was the other way around, but no. This general who later on became the 7th president of the United States. So in many respects, Thanksgiving is sort of an insult. So the notion that we just take a day out of the year to be thankful and disregard the brutal history of the United States and what it did to Native Americans, confiscating their land, putting them on reservations, killing them, and stereotyping them too. When I was growing up, we used to love to watch cowboy movies. And who is the cowboy always fighting? The Native American, the Indian. Indians were depicted as savages, bloodthirsty savages. And this was in the movie who obviously couldn't communicate or operate in a civilized community They had to be separated from the civilized ones. So growing up watching things like Gunsmoke and Bonanza and the Cisco Kid and Cheyenne and Coho, a host of these programs, they dehumanized the Native American. Now, nobody's going to stop celebrating Thanksgiving because of what I said. Okay, I mean, that's just, well, you love turkey too much. You love pumpkin pie and cranberry sauce and getting together with the family and doing all those fun things. But just remember that this holiday is sort of offensive to Native Americans. If you talk to Native Americans and you ask them about their views on Thanksgiving, they will not have commendable things to say about Thanksgiving. So I just want you to know that we're going to, people are going to continue to do their thing. But just remember the umbrage, the offense that you bring to Native Americans celebrating a holiday that's perpetrated on a lie. Let me just say one more thing. In terms of a biblical perspective, we do not need to take one day out of the year to give thanks. We remember everything that God has done for us, how he has provided for us. And every time we sit at the table to eat, that should be our Thanksgiving. All right, so some short presentation, but certainly something that I've been thinking about as we get closer to celebrating this holiday. So those are some reflections on the scripture. Thank you for joining, and we hope to see you next time. Hallelujah.